So I have no financial, I forget what it is, disclosures that I need to make. So there's going to be slides in here that I'm going to go past quickly. And mostly that's because there was such outstanding presentations in the beginning of this conference that I don't want to go over health equity that much. This being one. So the first thing that we talked about at my department, I've been at my department for almost 3 years, and when I got there, one of the first conversations was, how do we operationalize health equity within the health department? And it's a conversation that had been going on in different places, but it was just, it was a new conversation. So we thought, okay, well, what's it look like? I guess, you know, if you get leadership buy-in, you get funding, you're gonna get health equity. So as I was saying before, it began actually with Dr. Adewale Troutman when he came to Louisville Metro Public Health in Wallace, and he decided to open a Center for Health Equity. In 2006, 2007, a natural causes, part of it, focused on Louisville. So we had the leadership buy-in, no problem, right? So look, they're cutting the ribbon, they're doing all the stuff. You've got one of the national leaders in health equity. We ended up getting funding through Kellogg. We were funded through Kellogg, funded Ingham County. Ingham County funded us. So we've got the leadership, we've got the funding, no problem. So we should go through the way that you normally do new things, right? You read the literature, except for there wasn't really much on it yet. You review the model programs, and 4 years ago, they weren't really there. You talk with similar entities, and we were all just starting. So I guess we'll just pilot it. We'll just see what happens. So this is our department. I don't know, lots of departments have lots of divisions, and this is ours. And so I just am showing this just for a second to give you an idea of what we're trying to do. We're trying to do this work across all these different, what are considered divisions in our department. We're trying to do it between three main teams, and I'm gonna get into that a little bit later, but you'll see a director's team, executive team, and staff. So again, this is easy. We got leadership buy-in. Somebody gave us money. Not only did Kellogg give us money to do dialogue, to do this work, they gave us kind of free rein to experiment. So this cannot be that hard. So we start our process, and what could get in your way? Well, our health department is 100 years old. So there's a strong history there, and there's a fear of change. There's higher level mandates that come. There's staff changes. When I got there as a director, there was three of us that were new directors. Since then, we've done some more transitioning. H1N1, did anybody here have H1N1 get in the middle of one of their projects? Enough said. I went on maternity leave as we got part of the way into the process, and then a recession jumps into play. So one of the things we recognize, of course, and you've probably seen this some places, is we need to change the questions that we're asking. And the Center for Health Equity was part of that, and our department needed to be part of that. So what we needed to be asking is what institutional changes is necessary to prevent poor health outcomes? What needs to change in the institution? So we did a thing that departments do all the time, right? We looked over our mission, we looked over our vision, we recreated it. But the problem is we recreated it with 9 people, the director's team, because we had a higher level mandate to go ahead and create a new vision and create a strategic plan. And by the way, you have 3 months. So we said, okay, so we did it. And we just started working internally, started thinking about what's this mean for us? What do we need to do? And I had a complicated role, actually. I'm staff at the department. I'm part of the director's team. I'm also trying to lead it in many ways, so I'm looking like a coordinator. So I was always negotiating a whole bunch of different roles. And our director's team, we're not alike, I have to say. We have a wide range of people sitting on it. We run from our 30s to our 60s. We learn in a different way. We have a different leadership style. This is just the names of the different directors that were on it. So let's talk about this. What else do we need to do? We're still not sure about what creates health equity. So we came up with a goal, operationalize it. Well, what's that mean? So then we came up with a theory of change. We didn't actually come up with it, but decided to use a learning organization theory of change. So it's a level-to-level playing field. So the director's team kind of sinks into the information. We start working with the next level in the department and then on. These are the 5 categories for folks who haven't seen, and I'm always afraid to say his name, Peter Senge? Okay, good. So these are the 5 different, and I'm not going to go into details about that. This is us, when we're looking at it, what we're trying to do is have health equity dialogues, and you see that in the beginning where people are thinking, talking, learning, praxis, right? And then we want to look at it through a learning organization lens to go into strategic planning, and then hopefully we can get accreditation. But how do we do this work? So one of the things that we realized pretty early on is we had no idea what the staff thought about how we were doing as a health department. What were we doing as a learning organization currently? We got a consultant on board. She sat and talked to us and trained us as a director's team about what a learning organization was like, what a co-learning atmosphere is. It's equal, right? There's no hierarchy. You're just both all learning at the same time. So these were some of the demographics behind what we sent out with the survey. We had 66% response rate. I think it's because we offered a drawing where you got a $50 gift certificate to a really nice restaurant. But we had a really good response rate. And these are the demographics. These demographics are fairly representative of the department. I'm only going to show you a couple of the questions. But the first one that was important to us is, I'm doing something that matters to me personally and to the larger world. And as you can see, most people actually strongly agreed with this. This was good, right? You work in a health department, you're doing the work you want to do, you want to see that everybody else feels that way. So we were pretty happy about that. We looked and saw that they perceived that everybody respected each other. We start getting a little bit more into some of the other questions, though, and the numbers start to change. Are the managers teachers and facilitators? Well, people are still agreeing, and it's more positive than not. Let's see as we get down. Is all the relevant information shared with all public health and wellness staff? I'm not sure how many folks work in an organizational structure or a city organizational structure, but as you may be aware, some things you don't find out until the day before something's happening. Like you just lost a $2 million budget or something the day before they're going to close a clinic. So we ask the question, what do you think? And so as you can see here, it starts to shift. It's no longer on the agreement side. It's like, we're not so sure about that. Then we asked about cross-functional teams. How are we working to accomplish cross-cutting work? People disagree more than they agree. It's giving us ideas of where we need to go. And this, to me, was one of the most important ones. I'm free to experiment or take risks and openly assess the results of my actions. If you're going to do health equity work, if you're going to do social justice, you need to be able to take risks. And people said, not so much. You know, that kind of makes me nervous. Okay, so why am I sitting here looking so distressed? Not because of the survey. We set up a process that we were going to do the rollout. And so as a director's team, we worked together for about a year and a half to talk about health equity and social justice. So we determined today, I'm going to go back. It makes me nervous you guys are looking at that so long, because it's not a very flattering picture. So we decided as a team, how are we going to work together? How are we going to go out and do a co-learning process with the rest of the staff? We set up an agenda, we talked about what would be on the agenda, and here's where we go. I actually, at the point that we're supposed to go out and do this, I'm 2 weeks away from my due date. So the director's team decides that we're not ready. And my response really is, they didn't take this picture at that time, but that my response was at first, are you kidding? I only have 2 more weeks before I'm delivering a baby, we have to do it now. But what the director's team was teaching me as a facilitator is that I had not been doing this right. They did not feel comfortable and part of the co-learning process to go out and teach what we had been talking about, to go out and facilitate the conversation. And they called a halt, and we did, we stopped. And I just had to get a picture of my baby in there. So we waited. We waited till April because there was having the baby, then there was maternity leave, and then there was me remembering what I used to be doing before I went on maternity leave. So we decided as a team what would the objectives be. And basically it was just to enhance the understanding of learning organizations, develop a knowledge of the approaches of social justice and health equity, and discuss realistic ways to shift. We went back after that first training with the whole, at this point we go from 10 people to 50. The 50 people are called the executive team, and the executive team is really all the supervisors. It's a one-day training at this point, and after that point we ask them, so tell me what you think. Pre-post-test looks like we made a shift. It's an 8-hour training. Let's see what happens. We get back together, What we do is we spend an hour talking, and then we send folks out just to go on their merry way. And we keep talking as a director's team about what's the next level, what's the next step, what are we going to do next. We realized that as a team, we hadn't created a vision, especially not with the rest of the team. So we asked the folks to come back. Let's create a vision with this group, with 50 people, better than 9, not the whole department. So as part of the vision, they looked at key areas. And one of the things that came up, the thing that they were most interested in was collaboration. And while I realize you can't read the small parts in here, what came up for me that was really great, that I was really excited about, was they wanted to know more about that. What they asked, strong, powerful questions. They wanted to know, what's that look like and how do you engage community? Everything that came out of their mouth about the vision and the future, the one sentence that stuck out to me is, we want to be community directed. So we got to the place of a shared vision. And then we said, okay, we still need to move forward. We still need to move forward. So what could go wrong, right? We've got 50 people buying in. We've got the money. We've got flexibility. Well, we have a mayoral election. Why is that important? I'm 42 years old. Our current mayor that's stepping out in January has been there since I was a child. We were about to have our first new mayor in about 30-something years. Our health department director, Dr. Troutman, resigns. I actually announced that I'm going to transition out of my position. So this is not a problem, right? We can just keep going. So I know what I've got here is questions, 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 but let me tell you the next step. So we have met again, and what we've done is we've created work groups. And if I could go back to the beginning, which I can't exactly, what we've done is set this up so that we could do strategic planning across the whole department. And what we're doing is an internal, external strategic planning process. At the same time we were trying to operationalize health equity internal to the department, we were doing externally. And the goal was that they would meet in the middle, because we didn't want to have pushback as a department. We didn't want to train the community to come say, this is what we want, and have the department push back. So our next steps, we have a 6-month planning strategy that's in place right now that we're going to do strategic planning. We're going to use health equity dialogues as the way to do that. We have a health equity report that we're going to release as a discussion point out into community. We're going to use it to hold discussions with the entire staff. And we're going to move forward about strategic planning, community engagement, community involvement, and what our plan looks like within a health equity framework. So that's where we are now.